Tonight is April 30th. This is the Gemara Shir. We're up to Moed Katan, Daf, Tes Vav, Amud Beis. Okay, Rabotai. We're on Tes Vav, Amud Beis. And the Gemara, again, as it has been for the last couple of weeks, is trying to establish what exactly are the prohibitions for an Avel, which is our Masechta, and whether or not we can transfer them to Mitzora and a Menuda. So the Gemara had said, that an Avel is not permitted to have marital relations. It's the fourth wide line. And then the Gemara asked, the fifth wide line, Menuda Mahu B'tash Meshamita. Is a Menuda, somebody who's in Cherem, is he permitted to have marital relations? So Rabbi Yosef said, he cites the Braisa, Kol Osan Shanim Shehoyu Yisrael Bamidbar, Menudin Hayu. The years, the 38 and a half years that Am Yisrael were in the Midbar after the Chet HaMeraglim, they were halachically treated as if they were in Cherem. V'shimshu mitosein, and nonetheless, they had relations. Amalei Abaye, v'dilma v'nuda l'shamayim shani, maybe since they were put into Cherem by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because of their lack of trust in him, maybe that's different. Dekil, kill. It's more lenient than a Cherem put in by Bezdin. Asked the Gemara of Amrit Chamir. Previously we said that if you are Menuda L'Shamayim, it is even more stringent than being placed into Nidui by Benson. So the Gemara says, Sluki Misafkulei. We're not 100% sure whether or not we should treat Nidui of heaven more severely or less severely than Nidui of Bezdin. So wherever I can use either choice, I will use it to reject, to conclude the possible attempt to establish the halacha. Zil hacha kamatchilei, v'zil hacha kamatchilei. In each case, I will reject it. If I feel that I have a leniency, I will say it's only because menuda l'shamayim is more lenient. If I have a stringency, I will not apply it because maybe menuda l'shamayim is more stringent. But a regular Menuda should apply that particular halacha. The Gemara just wiggles its way out of it. Fine. So now the Gemara asks, Mitzora Mahu B'tash Meshamita. Is somebody who is afflicted with Tzora'as, is he permitted to have marital relations? Answers the Gemara, Toshma, I'm going to cite a Braisa. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, V'yashav Michutz l'machano, v'yoshav michutz l'ohalo, rather. He shall sit outside of his tent for 7 days, drash, sheyehei kemenuda u'keovel. He should be like a menuda and an ovel. V'asur b'tashmish hamita. And he is not permitted to have marital relations. Ve'ein aholo elo ishto, and when it says v'yashav michutz la'aholo, what is aholo mean? It means outside of his house. In other words, to be separated from his wife. Shine emar, how do I know that ohel happens to be a reference to one's wife? Shine emar leich emor lohem shuvu lochem la'aholechem. Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Bo Eschanan, when describing and repeating the events that took place at Har Sinai, says that he told everybody, return to your tents. Shuvu la'ohalechem. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say that? Because prior to Kabbalah Satoira, the Torah says in Parshas Yisro, Al tikshu elisha. You're not permitted to have marital relations. And so, therefore, now he's telling him, it's okay, you could have or you should have marital relations. And the expression is, shuvu le'ahalechem. return to your tents. You can return to your wives. So, therefore, the Gemara assumes that that ohel is a symbolic phrase for ishtar. It's not a shakaru that such is the drash, because often the Torah uses the expression beso. We read this past Shabbos, v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beso, and Chazal and Maseches Yuma say beso zu ishto, and that a kohen gadol has to be married on Yom Kippur. He cannot be a single. And in fact, I'm sure you're aware, there used to be a backup wife for the kohen gadol, that in case his wife dies, he can't go into the kacher kadashim without having a wife. So he has a wife, and there's a whole question is, when does he marry her? What happens after Yom Kippur? And the way some explain it is, he marries somebody and gives her a get at the same time. So he marries her, and before Yontif, because you can't get married on Yontif, he marries her before Yontif, and he gives her a get al tanai, that if my wife dies, I want the get to be butto. I want you to be my wife. If my wife survives, the get goes into effect, and no problem. So
why can't he have two wives?
What?
Why can't he just have two wives?
Because it says only one. Ta'ado uvad beso. Only one wife at a time.
He's only allowed to have one wife.
That's correct. So the... Yeah. So therefore the Gemara assumes that a mitzora is asur to have marital relations, because it says v'yashav michutz le'ahalo. Now this issue here, which the Gemara cites about the episode at Kabbalah Satira, is actually based on a very interesting principle that somehow handicaps our capability of becoming a little more creative and aggressive with making change in halakha. If you take the source sheet for a minute, it's a Gemara in Beitza. And the Gemara says, citing very similar to our Gemara, Michte, Ksiv, it states, Heyu nichonim l'shloshes yomim, I want you to be prepared for 3 days from now, al tikshu elisha. So one would have assumed that once the 3 days are up, automatically you're allowed to have marital relations, because it says to be prepared for 3 days. And we know when the Shekhinah left Har Sinai, because the pasuk says bimsho hayovel hemo ya'alu bahar. We know that there was an isur upon anybody to approach the mountain, and the pasuk says that when the shofar stopped, bimsho hayovel, when the shofar blast stops, hemo ya'alu bahar. So everybody could have put two and two together that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit had lifted from the mountain, and now marital relations would automatically be permissible. So why does the Torah have to say Leich Emor Lohem Shuvu Lohem Lohalechem? Why does the Torah have to say not in Parshas Yisro? It says it in Bless Chanan. Does Moshe have to tell them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, please go tell them, return to your tents? Lomali answers the Gemara, Shema Mina, Kol Davar Shebeminyin Tzorech Minyan Achar Lahatiro. Anytime a Bezdin makes a decision, and there are a certain number of people in that Bezdin, you need a Minyan Acher Lahatiro. You need some other Bezdin to actually say that the previous decision is, or the previous edict, is terminated. It doesn't happen by itself. That's the important thing. It doesn't happen by itself. Yes?
How do you define Kol Davar Shebeminyan?
It's one of the great questions around. The simple means, anything that has been put to a Bezdin, and they took account how many people are in favor of it and how many people are not in favor of it. So here, there was no Bezdin really, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said something, so he has the clout, I would imagine, of any good Bezdin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hayu nechonim l'shloshes yamim, al tikshu el isha. So until HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matir, the Isur remains, despite the fact that the reason for the Isur is no longer applicable. That's the purpose of this halacha.
So it doesn't have anything to do with the Shloshes Yomim? That's not the Darush HaMinyan?
No. Here, Darush HaMinyan means a count of people. A Bezdin, and it depends on, right, if it's a Bezdin of 23, you need 23. And if it's 71, you need 71. That's always been one of the questions that Chazal were troubled with, that any takan of the Anshe Knesset Hagdolah, how did they ever reverse it? They were 120. We never found another parallel 120 Bezin. People ask that question.
Don't we say that more than the previous one? It has to be Godom Minyan.
The Chachma Uba Minyan. That's another question that people ask. It says Minyan, that phrase also is. Number one, how do you decide who has more chachma? Who's going to give them this bechina? And how do you have a greater minyan? How do you have it? So the Rishayim scuttle along. You ask more chachamim. It's difficult. It's a very difficult thing. But the point is, you need at least something to reverse an edict. It doesn't happen by itself, even though it should have disappeared by itself. Even though it should have been disappeared by itself. And the context there in Beitza is, the obligation to engage in a second day yontif. The Gemara said once they made it the cheshbon, who needs a second day yontif? Well, somebody made it. Somebody said hizaru mitam, hizaru b'minig sholchu mitam, hizaru b'minig avosechem b'yadecha. So until there's going to be a bezdin that will get up and say, there's no reason to observe a second day yontif any longer, we in Chutz Laretz have to observe a second day yontif. So here is why the Gemara quotes this pasuk, because unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu had said Leich Shuvu Lo Haleichem, the Isur, even though it was defined as 3 days, even though we know why there was such a prohibition under those circumstances, the Isur to have marital relations would have continued. And the Isur of marital relations prior to Kabbalah Satayra had nothing to do with having marital relations per se, but it was related to a Tumah aspect, that when a man has ejects sperm and goes into his wife, that is mitame the wife up to 3 possible days. That's why it's l'shloshes yomim. 3 days before, and then, so Moshe wanted everybody in a state of tahara during Kabbalah Satayra. So here, the Gemara says that a mitzora is not permitted to have marital relations. Not permitted to have marital relations. Right? So that's pretty clear. That's pretty clear. Asks the Gemara, the nifshot nami leminuda, why can't I learn out minuda from mitzora? The Gemara which we started with tonight left it unresolved, didn't know whether we can resolve minuda from avel, but why can't we learn it out from mitzora explicitly? Amar Rav Huna, Berei the Rav Pinchas, Mishmei the Rav Yosef, Mi Katani, Sha'asur Shiehe, Kiminuda Ucha Avel? Does it say in the previous Brisa that a Mitzora is Asur like a Minuda and Avel? And as a result, if that would be the case, under the, if it says she asur she kemenuda uchavel, so the Gemara answers no. B'mili achronaya. It actually means something else. The comparison which we establish between menuda and avel and mitzora refers to other halachot, which the Gemara has used 4 or 5 times already, that even though you say that the menuda is kimitzora uke avel, it doesn't say in relationship to the issue which we're talking about right now. Right now could be atifa sarosh. Right now could be wearing shoes. Right now could be rechitza. Whatever you're talking about, it doesn't say shehu asur ke'avel umitzora. What does it say? The menuda is like mitzora and avel. And what could it mean in relationship to other halachas? So there is no guarantee that a menuda will be asur in having marital relations. However, the Gemara actually states the asur nami b'tashmish amita. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that a menuda indeed is asur in tashmish amita, not permitted to have marital relations, even though it doesn't tell us how it arrived at that. All of the attempts to compare it either to avel or to mitzora have been rejected, but Rabbi Yosef had a tradition or something that tells him that it is indeed prohibited. So if you take a look at the Rambam, the Mishnah in Maseches Negaim, the Mishnah in Negaim supports this. Now, why? So let's see what the Mishnah says. It's at the end of the Mishnah that's related for us. It's the third line. Menuda nichnas lefnim min achoyde. Menuda mi beso shivas yamim v'asur b'tashmish amita. Here we're talking about someone who is a leper, obviously. The Mishnah is not talking about a menuda. But a leper is menuda mi beso shivas yamim and is not permitted to have marital relations. So what does this phrase mean? Menuda mi beso. What exactly does that phrase mean? And that he's asur in tashmish amita. So the Gaon explains this Mishnah in the following way. That a mitzora is not only has two restrictions upon him. It's not that he's not allowed to enter in his house. Doesn't mean that. When it says v'yashav michutz la'alo, doesn't mean that he's never allowed in. But he can't dwell. Yeshiva can mean to dwell. Where does he dwell? Outside, michutz la'alo. See, he can walk in for a couple of minutes just to say hello to everybody, that's okay. But he's not permitted to establish regular yeshiva in his house. And then, second thing which the Mishnah tells us, is that he's not permitted to have marital relations, even if he's not staying at home. Even if he's staying in Motel 6, who kept the light on for him. He is nonetheless not permitted to have marital relations. So that's how the Gaon understands these lines in the Mishnah. Umenude mi beso, that it's shivas yamim. He's not supposed to be in his house on a permanent basis. He should be outside his house for dwelling purposes. Period. Number two, the asur b'tashmish amita. And now he is also asur to have marital relations, whether it's in his house or not. And this is now compared this is now the standard by which the Gemara is going to use this for a menuda as well. That when the Gemara concludes, which says v'asur b'tashmish amita, the last phrase, The Gaon believes that it's based on this comparison, the two-step comparison. One, that not only a Mitzora is not permitted to occupy his house permanently, but a Menudah during his Nidui cannot live at home either, although he's allowed to go in and check on the kids and so on and so forth, but he cannot live Bikviut, says the Gaon, he can't be Bikviut. And then a second thing, the Menudah is not permitted to have marital relations outside of his house either. And in fact, the Gaon is so convinced that he is right, that is a two-step process. If you take a look at the Bar Tanura on page number 3, who didn't learn the Mishnah in Negayim that way, look at where I bracketed Menudah Mibesai, says the Bar Tanura, who used to be the primary Perush on the Mishnah until he was eclipsed by Kahati. Kahati is the greatest commentary, a Mizrahi banker. Mr. Kahati, that's his name. He's a banker for Bank Mizrahi. And in his free time, he wrote a Perush on the Mishnah, which eclipsed every other Perush ever written on the Mishnah. In what way is he menuda mibeso? Not two separate halachos. He's menuda mibeso in so much as that he's not permitted to have marital relations. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed marital relations, but nowhere does the Bar Tanura believe in this phrase appearing in the Mishnah in Negayim that there is a separate Isur upon a Mitzora and then trim, as opposed to Menuda, of being out of his house on a temporary basis. He has to be Chutz LaMachaneh. That's correct. So if the person's house is in Yerushalayim, in the Old City, then he has to be out of his house. Because the halacha is that a leper is sent out chutz mishalosh machanot, from the Machne Shechina, from the Machne Leviyah, and from Machne Yisrael. So while Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar, they are very easily defined. Machne Shechina is where the Mishkan, where the Ohel Moed was. Machne Leviyah is where in the whole Mishkan, and then come the four flanks of three tribes each. That's Machne Yisrael. When you come to Yerushalayim, when you come into Israel, the three machanot are the inside the Kodesh in the Azara. That's Machne Shechina. The rest of the Harabayis is Machne Leviyah. And the rest of Yerushalayim, Nir HaKodesh, is Machne Yisrael. So if this person living in the old city developed Tzora'as, he had to move out indeed. But if he lived in Tel Aviv, then he would not have to move out of his house according to the Bar Tanura. Lived any place except for the old city. And the Gaon believes that he misinterpreted the phrase Menuda Mibeito and identifying it only as what? As not having marital relations, not that he should be expelled from his house at all. Yes?
So, and what does the Gaon learn from that?
That a Mitzora is not permitted to live in his house.
But what about Tashmish Amitah?
And he's not allowed to have Tashmish Amitah, even if he's not in his house.
So we're trying to find out a Menudah, right?
Good. Right. So the Braisa concluded that Tashmish Amitah is Aser to a Menudah.
Right, so why can't the Bar Tanura learn?
Because the Bar Tanura learned the Menudah Mibeso means not having marital relations, okay, so not a separate thing.
Okay, so does that tell me that Menudah can't have marital relations?
He's not questioning the marital relations aspect. The Gaon is claiming whether there is an Isur for him to live in his house on a permanent basis.
So it's not that this is where it was learned from by...
No, this is where it's established by Mitzora. This is where it's established by Mitzora. Maybe this the phrase uminuda mi besa, the fact that the Mishnah uses that language, might be the key as to why our Brisa simply states the asur b'tashmi shamita without proving it. We have no proof that somebody in nidui should be asur for marital relations, because we rejected the equation to avel and we rejected the equation to mitzora. So what may have led it? Possibly the phrase minuda mi besa.
Right. So and you could I would learn it point of artinua that way also, right?
No, but he doesn't. He says le'inyin zesh asubata. That's what it means minuda mi besa. And the Gaon says no, minuda mi besa means not having marital relations. Just you're excommunicated from your house on a permanent basis. Yes.
Is there a subtle difference or a typo? Menudo beso was with the bar tenura, and Agon reads it mi beso.
I didn't even notice that, but the Mishnah actually says, if you look at it, the Mishnah says menuda mi beso. Mi beso means that's a little strange. You're a menuda in your house. What does that mean? You're a menuda in your house. Maybe so makes sense. You are rejected from your house.
Yeah, but actually, if you look at the bar tenura, you're allowed to stay in the house. That's
a very good point. Yeah. Maybe that's an excellent point. Maybe there is no machloikis. It's just a different girsa. Yeah. That's a very good point. You got to write that up, Lynn. Excellent. Got to write it up. Scrub. Okay. Yeah, put it in his name, like he said. Yes.
That was my question.
Excellent. Two people said that. Excellent. Very good. Yeah. I apologize not the bringing the Gaon for you. I should have photostated it. Because he spoke very powerfully. Good. Let's continue to Gemara. The Gemara now creates another category. Avel eino mishaleach korbanosav. An avel during his avelos cannot send a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. The Sanya. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Shlomim bizman shehu shalem velo bizman shehu onein. We'll see the actual limud from the Gemara in Zvachim, which the Gemara is quoting here. But the Gemara says an ovel is not permitted to send a korban to the mikdash. So there are several issues that we have to focus on. Number one, does it include all korbanos? Two, how many days of Avelus does this include? All 7 days of Shiva? Maybe only the first day? We have already seen that there are many opinions as to how much of Shiva is the Oraisa. Overwhelming majority of Rishonim say at best the first day is the Oraisa. So it would be a little difficult for us to assume that if there's no Avelus of Shiva on day number three, that an Issa d'Oraisa of sending your korban should take place. So let's see with page number four, which is our first Rishon, which is the Me'iri. And he writes, Avel shenischayev b'korban she'ein sha'ato overes. When is an avel not permitted to send the korban? If the korban which we are dealing with does not have a fixed given time. Kigon chata'os ve'ashamos einon mishalchan b'me'evlo lahakrivan. He does not send them with a friend or a shliach in order to what? To offer them during his time of the avelus. Ve'ein tzorich lomar she'ein mevi'am hu ba'atzmo. And kal v'chaymer ben b'nai shel kal v'chaymer, that if you can't send it with an agent, under those circumstances, he certainly cannot bring it himself. Shaharei be'ovel rabasi, in Maseches Avel, which we call Maseches Smachos, Hitba'er, Sheyom Rishon Visheni Eino Nichnas Laharabayis, Af Alpi Shelo Nitmo Lameso, that he is not permitted to enter the Harabayis the first 2 days of the Shiva, even though he was not Mitame Lameis. And here is a good time to point out the halacha. When an ordinary Yisrael or a Levi experiences a loss, they do not have to be mitame to the mace. So how would you be mitame le mace? You're in the room where the mace died, or you hover over the mace. So by a regular Yisrael, there is no chiyuv to be mitame le mace. No chiyuv to be mitame. But on the other hand, there's no isur. We can be metame anytime we would want. Lameis, we're allowed to be in a room where there is a deceased person. A Kohen has both the opposites. He's not allowed to be metame lameis, but for his Shiva Kroivim, he must be metame lameis. He must. Ki im l'sheiro ha-karov elav, lavim mo, la yitama. He has to be metame lameis. He can't avoid it. For the entire, that's automatically 7 days, because Tumas Meis lasts for 7 days. So the Meiri says that he doesn't have to. Ushlishi nichnas umakiv derech smol. And from third day on, he's allowed to go on the Harabayas, but he goes up the opposite way, the opposite flow of traffic. So those of you who've been privileged to go on the Harabayis know exactly in that when you come to the far corner on the other side, when you, not from the side that you get on, but on the far side of the other, that's where the entrance was for Avelim, and as they would be going to the opposite flow, people would then recognize that they're Avelim and would be menaching them. That's what tomorrow late, actually it's my cut as well, but we'll see it. So the Meiri says it's only that he's not permitted to bring a korban she'ein shato overes. But if the korban has a particular designated time, under those circumstances, he has to go ahead. He can send it. Can send it. So he can send it under those circumstances. He, as long as he's not Tameh, he certainly... So take, for example, yesterday, Pesach Sheni. This person, for some reason or another, didn't get to the Beis HaMikdash on the 14th of Nisan. Now, he's planning to send his Korban Pesach yesterday, Pesach Sheni. And then what happened? His father died on Friday. Okay, so he wasn't Mitameh himself. So if he's not Mitameh, he's in the Parsha of Korban Pesach. And he'll just send it. He will send it under those circumstances. Because if you don't send it on that day, it's tam v'nishlam. It's over and done with. That's number one, which the Meiri says. And the Tosis Harash also quotes this halacha. Also quotes that halacha. Did I have Tosis Harash here? Yeah, I do have on page 6. Take a look at the Tosis HaRash. Ovel eino mishaleach korbanosav. Ha delo komar eino mevi korbanosav. Why does the Gemara use the expression he doesn't send his korban? Why doesn't it use a more firmer statement? He doesn't offer mevi. Can't bring a korban. Mishum detani ba'ovel rabasi. Ovel bayom arishno bayam hasheni enu nichnas la'arabayis bishlishi nichnas umakiv derech smol. So on the third day, he could actually go to the harabayis, but he doesn't bring a korban with him. V'taima de milsa mishum de agav mirire, since he is so bitter as a result of the loss, dilma ayil lemakom she'eino ra'ui lo, that perhaps he will venture where into a place where he's not allowed to be. So in order to enable him to focus and be in control, that's why we don't want him to have his korban with him. Because if he's going to have his korban with him, he's got to watch his korban, the little animal, and he's going to wander into places where he shouldn't belong. Very strange reason, I must say, offered by the Tosfos HaRosh. If you go back to page 5 for a minute, the Tosfos Rid says, Avel eino mishaleach korbanosa desanya Rab Shimon Omer shlomim bizman shehu shalem mevi shlomim. When he's at peace with himself, he brings a korban shlomim. Bizman shehu onein, but when he's in onein, eino mevim shlomim. Piresh lav kol shivas yemei aveluso osu lahakuv korban. It doesn't mean that all 7 days he cannot offer a korban. Eladavka kishehu onein, the hainu yom hamisa. That's only the day of death. Avolo shar hayomim. But the rest of the days of avelus, the isur of shlichus korban doesn't apply. It can even be maybe a korban. The mida oraisa lo heve onan ela biyom hamisa. Dichsev v'acharisa kiyom mar. The end will be, it's a pasuk in, I believe, in Yechezkel, will be like a bitter day. Which bitter day? The day in which the person dies. Ubizvach and perik tful yom amrinan, the yom kvura have onan midurabanan, the eno mevi korban, kigon im meis lo meis biyom rishon, velo nikbar ela biyom sheni, yom kvura have onan midurabanan. So then the second day is considered he's an onan midurabanan, and that precludes him from bringing the korban on day number 2. V'dafka biyom kvura achmur rabanan ve'avdua kiyom misa. That's only the second day, only the day of the burial, even if it's not the day of the death, where the rabanan imposed aninus and treated it as if it would be the yom hamisa. Mishum da'az chayil ala avelus kishi yistam hagolel. That's when the grave is fully covered, under those circumstances, that's when triggers the Isur Avelus. Avol shar yimei evlo, but other days, other than Yom HaMisa midoraisa, or Yom HaKvura midorabanan, maybe he's allowed to bring his korban, v'afilu Isur derabanan lespe. Even an Isur derabanan there isn't. But nonetheless, it says sholeach, because there's another Isur midrabanan for an avil to leave his house. So if he can't leave his house, how's he going to bring a korban? Therefore, the Gemara talks about sholeach. You'll send it with someone else, an agent, to be makriv your korban. And he, the Tosfos Rid, doesn't discriminate the way the Meiri did between a korban which has a fixed time and a korban does not have a fixed time. In fact, he's talking about a korban shlamim. And a korban shlamim never has a fixed time when it has to be brought. Okay, except maybe yontif, shalmei chagiga, but you can't have shalmei chagiga when there's an Isur Avelus, because there's no Avelus already. Exactly.
But I mean, wouldn't a reason for that just be because if one is an oni, they're putter from mitzvah to say. They're not. It's not because of any other reasons of Avelus. They're just putter from doing the korban at all.
Correct.
So it's nothing to do with, you're not shalem, you're not feeling, you're not but, mentally fit.
Yeah, but
to
he
do
quotes
it.
This. He quotes the Gemara, which says that. Because that ptur from being that ptur would only apply to himself. Yeah. Why can't he send the korban with somebody else? He can send it with a shliach.
When you're an oni, are you putter? I mean, are you not supposed to do?
You don't have to do any mitzvos which are obligatory.
Sending
a korban shlamim, is.
He requotes it actually. Yeah. He says that the third line of Zazu Omer owning Tova Velcho Pesach. So.
He what?
An owning was real Karim Pesach implies.
right? Well, that's a mitzvah. That's a korban, which is
denoming,
which is overeris.
But it's denoming. You think there's no obligation?
No, no, no. Because the aninus lilos at night. He's tovel during the day during his aninus. The ochel pischol lo erev, because the aninus is doesn't.
It wasn't chayiv to bring the korban pesach when it's denoming that day, right? To bring the korban on the 14th is denoming. When you say that you're an onim,
right?
There's no chiyuv applies to at that point.
Right. So you mean to me, how did he bring the Korban Pesach?
Well,
he was
Pater.
So it could be that, you know, he became an Onan after he was Makiv the Korban. That's
still
also possible.
The Korban.
What?
Still
and it also has to, but the question is if he can eat it. That's what he's talking about, the Meiri, that he's Tovel, the Ochel Pischol lo Erev. The Ochel Pischol. And don't forget, Korban Pesach, we learn out the halach of Shlucha Shalom Kemoso from Korban Pesach. The whole halach of Shlichus. So I'm not going to do anything. I'm an owner. I'm exempt. Somebody else is going to take my korban, which I became part of the deal with. It says v'shachatu also kol adas Yisrael. So the Gemara says v'chib. Is it possible that all of Am Yisrael like actually the shech the korban? It's a big enough zoo without everybody shechting the korban. But how are you going to do it? So that's one of the sources that shlucha shaladim kamosa is from there. But it's a good question. Good question. Now, the Rambam, go to page number 7, please. And everybody is going to attack the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis Hilchos Piyas Migdosh Halacha Yud Aleph on the bottom of the page of 7. Ha'ovel eino mishalech korbanosov kol shiva. All 7 days. Afilu yayin o eitzim o levona. There is a possibility for people to donate yayin for the wine libations. You can donate wood for the Beis HaMikdash, and you can donate spices, levona, for the ketores. So, So he shouldn't be sending that during his avelus either. V'chein mitzora eino mishaleach korbanosav kolzman she'eino roi labia el amachaneh eino roi lahakrova. As long as he's not permitted to enter Yerushalayim, he can't send his korban either. Aval hamenuda yesh bo safek im mishaleach im eino mishaleach. We didn't read the Gemara yet. The Gemara will go through its usual process. First, I'm explaining Ovel, then I'm going to try to extend it to a Mitzorah Menuda. So the Rambam already gave us a peek, and he said that a Mitzorah is not allowed to. A Menuda, the Gemara leans in doubt, so he should not send. But if he sent it, im Eino Mishaleah, Lefikach im Hikrivo Alav Nirtza, if they actually offered his Korban, the Korban is accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not disqualified. So the Rambam, for some reason, disqualifies an Ovel for bringing a Korban all 7 days. All 7 days. And the Minchas Chinuch goes to town. Why the Rambam said that. So go to page number 10 for a minute. V'nira, says the Minchas Chinuch, bevadai dafka yom rishon. When do I assume an ovel cannot bring a korban? Only the first day. De la'achar zman, after that time, lato raisa, ve'eno ovel klal. After the first day, the person's not even an ovel from a da'o raisa point of view. Min ha'toyri. V'gam lashon ha'gemara, daftes vav. Where the Gemara says, "Bisman shehu sholein, velo bisman shehu onein." The Gemara didn't say that he should be a sholein at peace with himself and not an ovel. What did the Gemara say? He should not. He should be at peace with himself and not an onein. The aninus eino ella biyom rishon, and aninus only is on the first day. In fact, some rishonim claim that the reason It's the same pattern that we find somewhere else with something that has kedusha and is precluded only for an onen. What am I referring to?
Tefillin.
What?
Tefillin.
No, not quite. The pasuk is not by truma. It might be true.
Tefillin.
Oh, tefillin. No. I'm talking about something that has kedush what? Maaser sheni. The Torah says in vidui maaser, what do you say? Lo achalti the oni. I did not consume maaser sheni during my aninus. So if I had maaser sheni and I was in Yerushalayim and a parent dies or someone dies, I did not eat maaser sheni. And some make this equation. Maaser sheni is only during aninus, so too shliluach korbanos. Right. And then he says, v'tzorichiyum. The Harambam, Perek Beis, Mehilchas, Bias, Mikdash, Halacha Yiralot, Kasav, the Ovel, Onein, Eino, Mishaleach, Korbanosav, Kol Zayin, all seven. Ube'emet, Hu Be'atzmo Pasak, the Rambam himself Paskin, the Afka Avelus Yom Rishon, that only the first day is a din in the Oraisa, Min HaToira, Veloma Lo Yishalach, Korbanos of Kol Shiva Yamin. Why should he want not be permitted to send a korban if he's not an oven? The Ein Lomar Demidurabbanan Lo Yishlach Korbanos of, and it is impossible to suggest that when the Rambam writes all 7 days, he means the first day is the Oraisa, the remaining six are the Rabbana. You can't say that. Why? For Hakosav Acharzeh, because the Rambam wrote immediately thereafter, the Menuda Lo Yishlach, Ubidieved Nirtza HaKorban. That Bidieved, if a Menuda, somebody Nidui, sends a Korban, the korban is accepted by the mizbeach and by Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Mashma, the hadinim hakodmin, that the previous halachot which the Rambam formulated, which we just read, af bidi eved lo nirtze, that even if you had offered them, they would not be accepted. Mashma de midoraisu. It seems to indicate that what? That it's a d'oraisa, and therefore the korb cannot be accepted. If it was only a d'rabbanan, b'di'evet at least, the korban should have been accepted. V'loma lo yishlach min ha-Torah, kevon de'ipno ovel min ha-Torah klal la'achar yom rishon. Why should he not be able to send his korban after the first day when there is no avelus on a d'oraisa level? The hakesef mishneh sham heram makon litosefta. The kesef mishneh said the Rambam found a tosefta. The iyanti sham kilashon hazeh. And you're right. I looked at that tosefta, and that's exactly what it says. Turn to page number 11. So I focused that at the Tosefta in Maseches Bachim Perek Yudalef. And it says, Ein onein resha'i lahaviz vachim kol shiva. An onein is not permitted. So the Tosefta is obviously interchanging of Ovel and Onein, because nobody is an Onein for 7 days.
So did the Menachas Chinuch.
So did the Menachas Chinuch. Correct. Correct. Echad Zvachim Shehein Ru'uyin Lavo Nidava. It makes no difference whether it's a korban that is subject to a voluntary korban. Ve'echad Zvachim Shehein Ru'uyin Lavo Nidava. And even a korban which can't be offered as what? As an adava. So take for what's a korban that can't be offered as an adava? Korban chatas. You can't bring korban chatas as an adava. Well, you don't do that either. Even though some rishon, I'm going to show you some who say that a korban chatas you can bring, you can send in order to achieve kapara. But the Tosefta says absolutely not. Va'afilu yayin, va'afilu eitzim, va'afilu levona. Shine emar, shlamim. Rabbi Shimon Omer Shlomim Shahakol Shalem Bahen Mehen LeMizbeach Mehen LeKohanim UMehen LeBaalim. The real reason why a Korban Shlomim is called a Shlomim is because everybody's happy. The Mizbeach gets its piece, the Kohen gets his share, and the owners eat the rest of it. But here, the Rabbi Shimon it also uses it in relationship to what? To an oven. That's the Gemara in Zvachim, which is on page, 1 second. Yeah, turn to page 8 for a minute. Page 8. The Hatanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onein Eino Mishaleach Korbanosav. An Onein cannot send his korban. My love afilu bepesach. Does it mean that he cannot even send a korban pesach, which is an obligation on only a particular day? Answers the Gemara, no. Levar mi pesach. With the exception of pesach that he can. V'hotanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlomim, Drash, Kishuhu Shalem, Mevi, Ve'eno Mevi, Kishuhu Onein. Minayin l'rabos es hatoda. How do I know that he can't send the korban toda? Answers the Gemara, Marba ani es hatoda, Shekein ne'echeles b'simcha kishlomim. I can't send the korban toda because it shares a feature with the korban shlomim. People are very delighted when they bring the korban toda because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something for them. Minayin l'rabos es ha'ola. How do I know that an ovel or an onen can't send the korban ola? Answers the Braisa. Mar ba'ani es ha'ola. Shekein ba'a b'neder u'b'nidava kishlomim. Because it shares a feature with a korban shlamin, namely that it's bab in neder and adava. You can voluntarily bring them. Asks the Gemara, minayin l'rabos becharu maser u'pesach. How do I know that he can't bring a bechor or a maser or a pesach? So that this price is challenging the previous Gemara's answer. That's what the sugya is there all about. That he can't even bring a korban pesach. Now, what might be, answers the Braisa, Marba ani bechor masa u'pesach, shekein einon botin al chait. They all share the common denominator with the korban shlomim, that none of them are related to what? To chait, to transgression. So, minayin l'rabos chatas v'asham, Talmud loymar zevach. The pasuk says, v'im al zevach, Shlomim, shlomim korbano. Ve'im al zevach shlomim. It's a pasuk in Parashat Tzav. So the word zevach is a totally superfluous word. It could have said ve'im al shlomim ba korbano, like the Torah says im ola korbano. You know, so you could have said, why does it have to say zevach shlomim? So the word zevach comes to teach us that you have two korbanos, chatas and asham, which actually share no common denominator with what? With shlomim. They are never brought with an element of simcha. They are they always come to achieve atonement. Nonetheless, this particular Gemara eliminates even chatas v'asham because of the extra pasuk of zevah. Fine. So that particular Gemara is the Braisa which establishes the prohibition, even though this particular Gemara in Zvachim on page 8 does not mention how long. Doesn't say all Shivas Yamim. It actually uses the expression Onein. That might be only the first day. We don't know if this Braisa is reading it literally or not. It does not indicate one way or the other. If you were to take a look at the Ritva on page 9, he obviously disagrees with the Gemara. which we just read. Hard to understand how he does that. Al Ovel Ein Mishaleach Korbanosa. Shomati Me Rabotai, I heard from my Rabbeim, Dahainu Korbanot She'ein Mechusar Kapara. Mehen Kigon Shlomen. It's only a korban for which there is no atonement associated with it. Avol chatos v'korbanos haba'im al chayit mishaleach. He sends those. Shelo yehei omei b'chet'o u'mechusa kapara. He should not remain for an additional 7 days or even an additional day. Someone who is omei b'chet'o, he is still considered a chote and lacking kapara. So the Ritva, citing his Rabbeim, that's the Ramban. The Ritva is the Talmud of the Ramban. And it's unfortunate there is no Chidushei Ramban available on Mayit Katan, so I couldn't check it. And on Zvachim, there's nothing. I mentioned that when I started when I did Daf Yomi. No Rishonim, we have no Rishonim on Seder Kachim. None. Except for Chulin, because Chulin is related to practical stuff, but there's no Chiddush Rambam, no Chiddush Rashba, no Rishba, nothing on Seder Kachim, nothing. And on Zvachim and Menachos, you hardly get anything. It's hard to imagine they didn't learn it, but maybe they did, or maybe they didn't just spend time writing Chiddushim on it. I don't know, but here the Ritva cites his Rabbeim, but this and that's the Ramban's. It's the Ramban's opinion.
Even an Onei
can send and should send his Korban Chatas. Yes, according to the Ritva. Yes. Yeah.
When the Rambam mentioned the someone is menuda cannot is a suffix, right? Whether he could send
a menuda, because we didn't learn that. The Gemara doesn't know what the halacha is by menuda.
All menudas are, by definition, derabanan, right? I mean, they're not deraisa.
That is correct.
So that argument of saying this, how could you not give a deraisa korban?
Correct.
So it's applied to every menuda all the time.
But the Minchas Chinuch uses that. He believes that why is it that b'di'eved you will always accept the korban from a menuda? Because at best, it's only midrabanan. That's his problem with the Rambam.
He should never be, able to give a korban.
In theory, that's correct. Yes. Even though the Rabbanan can't, the simple answer is that the Rabbanan can tell us, you know how many things you're allowed to do midoraisa, and the Rabbanan say don't do it? You know, our vast literature is full of such things. It's not the biggest kasha of Minchas Chinuch. What do you mean it's only us? It's only midrabbanan. So the Rabbanan said you should do it. That's all very simple. Right. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue next of up, where the Gemara will make the extension to Mitzora and Menuda about offering Korbanot. That's a good point.
Good night.
I didn't explain.